The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbiter?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist in possessions." Then he told him a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What should I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." He said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now for to you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things that you have prepared, to whom will they belong?" Thus it will be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I always thought that generosity was loss. Give it, and it's gone. But according to the Bible, generosity is investment. So I had to get some sheetrock, and of course you can't fit sheetrock in a Honda Civic, so I called our house in Milton to see, and I asked them, could I borrow the truck? And of course they got all defensive. They said, "Oh, what are you wondering with the truck for? How long do you want it for?" And so they said, "Okay, well, we'll make an exception this one time, I guess." So I got the truck, and after I got the sheetrock, I filled the truck with gas, and I put a $20 bill on the driver's seat. That night, that same night, I get a call. "Hey, you're welcome to come back and use the truck anytime you want. It's all yours." I didn't have to leave the $20 on the driver's seat. It was an investment. I didn't have a truck before, but now I can have a truck anytime I want. You know, before I went to the seminary, believe it or not, I had the thickest hair. It was a barber's nightmare. So after work, I went in and I sat down in the barber's chair, and I had wood chips in there and plaster dust and construction debris. So I said to the woman who was going to cut my hair, I said, "I apologize for my hair. I just got out of work." She says, "Oh, no problems. I'll use my junkie scissors." So after I finished, I paid the haircut, which was $5 at the time. And then I gave her another $5 tip for her trouble. So every time I went in to get a haircut, "Oh, Mr. Grover, have a seat." I always got a great haircut. But one day she wasn't there, and there was a guy barber. And so I sat in the chair and I said, "I apologize about my hair. I just got out of work. But you can use your junkie scissors." He said, "I don't have a pair of junkie scissors." And so he was not happy at all. Anyway, after the haircut, I paid him the $5 for the cut and my usual $5 for all his trouble. And the next time I went in, both he and she were there. Not only did they both want to cut my hair, but they started fighting over me. I didn't have to give $5 to a $5 haircut. It was an investment. You remember when Jesus multiplied and fed the 5,000? It says that he took bread, broke it, and he did the same with the fish. Now, you would have thought that at a certain point during the multiplication process of the feeding that Jesus would have said, "Okay, I think I have enough. I think there's enough to feed the 5,000. But no, he doesn't. He keeps going. He keeps breaking and multiplying and breaking and multiplying. And he has so much left over, they can't fit any more food in their mouths. They're 12 wicker baskets full. Which asks the question, why does God do that? Why does God give us way more than we possibly need? Why does God allow this rich guy to have a harvest that he has to rip down his old barns to make bigger ones so he can fit it all? Why does God do that? Investment. So we'll make investments. So we'll be generous. But God is generous. Now here's the faith lesson. If God ever gives you more than you need, money, could be talent, time, it could be study, knowledge, hear God say to you this: it's not for you. The extra is not for you. It's so you can help people with it. You know, generosity is never, never a loss.